The Mariners and the Rangers in Arlington on Tuesday, and Scott Servais should look a little happier because his team has a 4-0 lead in the third, and they're about to build on it.
And the pinch. And this one is looped into shallow center. Elvis goes out, can't get it. It drops for the base hit. Seager around third. He comes in to score. Gomez's throw, a one-hopper into Beltre. Valencia goes from first to third as Martin has his second looping RBI hit of the ballgame, and the Mariners now lead it 5-0. Here's a ball drilled to deep center. Hey, Ruggie, I don't want you to be that close. Joey hits it over Greens Hill. Joey Gallo with like a batting practice home run. He'll trot around, touch them all to make it 5-3. Rangers are back to within two.
And here's the pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, left center field. Gallo on the run, still going back. Reaches, can't get it. It's a hit. One run is home, and Dyson rounding third, heading for the plate, will score. An opposite field double for Cano, and the Mariners lead 8-3. The 1-1. Gallo swings and hits a high drive to deep center field. Back goes Dyson. He's on the track. He's at the wall, and that ball is history. Just made it on the Greens Hill and hit the railing. A three-run Jimmy Jack for Joey Gallo. His second home run of the game is 27th of the year. And the Rangers have cut the gap to 8-6. Diaz reading Zunino. He is set at the belt. Here comes the pitch. He struck him out swinging on a slider, and the ball game's over. A 1-2-3 night for Diaz for the second straight night. The Mariners hang on and win it 8-7.
Trailing 8-3 in the middle innings, the Rangers mounted a comeback but could not quite complete it as they fell to Seattle at home on Tuesday by an 8-7 final. Here is Texas skipper Jeff Banister.
I mean, well, there comes a time you gotta outplay your own coverage. That was tonight. We needed to do that. Fought back. Obviously, the two errors for me. I'm not so sure that the ball in center field was an error, but probably double all the way. But the error early by Odor, and then the Martinez error to center field, which led to some runs. Those are challenging. And then, you know, situation there where the base running mistake for me is that's probably the tough one. Best hitter coming up. I know Delino's he's trying to make a play. Looked like he might have slowed up at second base and then tried to recapture some speed to get there. We can't get thrown out in that situation. Not with our best hitter coming up.
What's your biggest concern right now about your club? Four losses, kind of a rough homestand so far.
Well, we've been swinging the bat. That's obviously the offense seems like it's in play. We continue to swing the bats well. Defense is obviously has to. We've got to shore that up, and then it's a situation where Nick Martinez battled. Didn't have his best stuff. He did mix tonight. Curveball seemed to be not as sharp as we've seen it in the past. Situation where Barnett comes in, gets the one out. We've got to be able to get that third out and eliminate any threat right there. The three runs in that inning were challenging. That's kind of where I look at it when we need somebody to come in those situations where Martinez was pretty much at the end with a pitch count after the walk. Does a great job. Tony does a great job getting the first out. Then it seemed like a three well-hit balls off of him became very challenging for us. But we've got to be able to be better in those situations.
You mentioned you like the way that you guys have been swinging the bat lately as far as offense. Has what you've seen out of Joey and especially Rugned lately been encouraging?
Well, the power has shown up. Obviously, you saw Joe tonight, love the at-bats, staying on pitches. Ruggie, kind of mixture of the power and some base hits. He seems to be sparking at this point with the number of home runs, consecutive games, and really staying on some pitches, looking to hit the ball the other way, keep the ball in the middle of the field, and let the ball get pulled when it needs to get pulled. And that's encouraging with those two guys.
What are you looking at? What are you examining
from your players right now in terms of how they react and things like that, based on your circumstances and the situation with having traded Darvish? What are you looking for reactions from them?
Are you emotionally, physically, what?
More body language than anything.
Well, I don't see any body language with it that would concern me. I see guys that continue to play. Their energy in the dugout still there. They continue to play. Evan, look, that's continue to take at bats, their quality at bats. Last inning is challenging. That, Diaz is pretty tough. I mean, this guy, 97-98 mile an hour wipeout slider, that's very challenging. But all the at bats previously in the game, I felt like that our energy is good in the batter's box. The guys in the dugout continue to there's nothing negative inside that dugout. They don't – it's not like there's any kind of attitude that you'd think that they're out of anything. There is still a competitive atmosphere inside that dugout and on the field. We made some mistakes tonight. We hurt ourselves in a situation where you're trying to climb back into a playoff race. That we have to eliminate those. We've got to be better in those situations. Our guys understand that. The coaching staff understands that. And then, we're going to continue to communicate with these guys. We continue to coach them up. And look, this is obviously a very challenging time. However, these guys are going to continue to play.
The Rangers look to bounce back on Wednesday behind Andrew Kashner. He'll be opposed by Ariel Miranda.